A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I tell you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake. You know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. We all have only so much time to determine our eternity. And the bridegroom truly comes when we least expect it. The area of Texas in which I live has been experiencing a hurricane for the past week, with widespread and massive flooding. Some people were prepared, others were not. A few have even lost their lives. What was the difference? Principally, it was the inscrutable will of God, or his allowing this to happen. On the part of the people involved, it required the virtue of prudence, which has been called the queen of virtues. Like charity, there can be no virtue without prudence, because prudence looks at a given situation or relationship and determines what is the best possible action to take. Right now, we are waiting for the remnants of Hurricane Harvey to come to our town this evening. So, as wise virgins, we are preparing for its arrival. We are asking ourselves many questions and checking off what we have done. Are we on high ground? Do we have enough food for several days? What about electricity? Fortunately, our generator was serviced last week. If we need to evacuate, do we have enough cars for everyone? Where will we go? When would we leave? How would we know we need to evacuate? The hurricane is actually at this time veering to the east, so the danger is lessening. But what about our spiritual lives? Are we preparing each moment to meet Jesus, the bridegroom of our souls? The purpose of our life here on earth is to grow in love and holiness. Are we taking care of all the things we need to do, receiving the sacraments with a good attitude and disposition, doing spiritual reading, giving time to prayer, acts of charity for others? Everything that we do and suffer until the time he comes is a way to grow in this love and holiness, so that we can enter into the fullness of eternity. So let us help one another to be wise and prudent for the kingdom.